Bashing SEO and social media experts, humor or hazard? I had to ask myself whether this is humor or hazard for me to give a swing at our ever-increasing population of SEO and social media experts. I guess the idea gave me just a bit of a guilt pang at first, because I always heard that I should treat people the way I want to be treated. Who am I to tell anybody they don't have what it takes? Then I grinned from ear to ear, tucked my sweet and lovely nature back into my shorts, and put my middle finger in the air. After all, this is not biting the hand that feeds me. This is harsh and very real truth. This is more about educating and saving a few lucky others from huge disappointments. This is a glimpse of reality. In fact, it is a reality that I intend to illustrate for you very clearly. Are all SEO liars? No, not all search engine optimizers are liars. There truly is an enormous value in the trade, but because of that, it has attracted a lot of liars. Any good SEO knows that there is no reason to lie about the service. They may even help you to understand the most common lies of the industry. For example, here are a couple of useful articles. 7 SEO Lies: How to Know When the SEO is Lying. Or Good SEO versus Bad SEO: How to Tell the Difference. Each of these include objective means to weed out the liars and cheats. On the other hand, many self-proclaimed SEO will make claims like the one I found on Twitter, pictured in this blog post. I'm only listing one, but not because I have a problem with this one in particular. I just picked this one at random, but I actually dislike all of the squillion others out there lying to people about SEO. I just don't want to waste time to make a big, huge list of them. This one, I can't even pronounce the name, and I'm not even going to try. This person offers the opportunity to make money online and get 2K visitor per hour. That's great, right? I guess it may sound great, but then I checked out this Twitter user's website, and imagine what I found. Some reality. The funny thing is that they actually have their website statistics viewable to the public using a service called Who's Among Us. The biggest hour I found was 3 visitors, and the maximum visitors in a day was 16. In the image shown on the blog here, the one visitor represented on the screenshot was me. That's kind of a stretch from 2,000 per hour. I don't want to leave this up for too much confusion, so I checked with Alexa, OpenSite Explorer, and others. 2,000 visitors per hour was not to be found. Then again, I already knew that when I saw the article claiming that keyword meta tags make a big influence in search ranking. No, that was not just total crap. The article was not dated 1998. It could have been useful then. No, it was from this year. If you think that old meta tags pitch is true, it will serve you well to read SEO meta tags. Oh, you must be another SEO expert. Good article, and it tells about, from Google's standpoint, that's not true. SEO meta tags are not used, or at least the keywords meta tag is definitely not used. Social media expert / cattle farmer. Here's another instance. Perhaps not every instance is so extreme as the social media strategist / cattle farmer depicted on the blog here, but I really need to share this with you because it almost made me pee myself with laughter and sob at the same time. It is funny, but actually sad when you think of how widely accepted total confusion has become in social media. I know that farming and ranching is hard work. It really is tough to get ahead in that industry. So why not augment the income with work as a social media strategist? That may be just the perfect fit. Well, you can call me a jackass for singling out this poor deer out. I mean, after all, at least she didn't use a picture of some young hot chick in her profile, the way so many others do. In fact, she looks downright sweet and wholesome. She's probably a really nice person, too, but she is also lying to herself and others. Her appearance would absolutely not turn me away if I was in the market for cows and chickens. Social media strategy, on the other hand, requires something other than just being sweet. According to her website at Linda's Social Media Strategy, she is suggesting to use social media to promote your business. She even has descriptions and very low prices for her services. It includes pricing for a service that I pointed out as an absurdity and largely a ripoff a while back when I wrote hourly rate for setting up social media profiles. Well, Contrary to her own advice and service offerings, when I clicked on the social media links on the left side of her, on the right side of her page where it says follow, I found a non-existent blogger profile, the link to edit a LinkedIn account, links to Dig and Delicious, but not to a specific profile, an incorrect FeedBurner link, a Facebook personal profile with 28 friends, a MySpace account, and a Twitter account. Being a social media strategist, you may think she would use social media a lot. She was pretty scarce across the board, but I enjoyed this example. Within the Twitter account, the last five updates included a lot of weather change, as follows. Snow outside. Good time to do some ghostwriting. That was on January 20th. And then the next one, within the same top five, or the most recent one, was it's hot. No rain. Pastures drying up. Feed bill going up. Everything's going up except my pay. Oh well, could be worse. That was actually taken today. That was about 13 hours before I wrote this blog post. I thought to myself that maybe she's actually doing what she says and using her social media strategies for her own business down on the ranch. No, there was not a single social media instance of anything whatsoever at the Bell Manor Farms website. Go ahead, see how Linda's social media strategy is working out for her. Check out the Linda's Social Media Strategy Facebook page that I only found after looking it up on her personal Facebook profile, not on her website. Maybe you could give it a like for sympathy, since nobody else has. Perhaps I'm just not clear on this yet, but it seems that Linda, like so many others, is struggling with confusion of the difference between social media strategy and social media tactics. Now let's bash Murnahan. I know I may seem like a real jackass when I ask questions like, why do you want to become an SEO and social media expert? Maybe I'm just jealous for having a lack of conscience, for them having a lack of conscience. Maybe I'm bitter with them for becoming experts without actually having to spend decades to learn about marketing the way I did. Maybe I'm pissed because they get to have fun jobs outside the internet while I'm stuck here all day as a CEO of a decade-old internet company. Sure, if I could have done it all so easily, I would have a lot less gray hair today. Let me explain something for you, though, before you start calling me names. Just because a person has a new computing machine does not mean they have an equal shot at this mythical money generator that people make the internet out to be. Just because everybody said you will miss huge opportunities by not being on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and the many other social networks, it does not mean that those huge opportunities are what they told you, or that they will come to you without equally huge effort. Maybe everybody was exaggerating just a tiny bit when they said you would earn squillions online, easy, in your pajamas. Maybe everybody was not lying to you, but just made it a little easier to lie to yourself. There are a lot of damn liars out there on the internet. Worse yet, the online marketing fields of SEO and social media marketing have them breeding like cockroaches. I think that an astonishing number of them are actually just lying to themselves. I hope you don't let them lie to you too. There are no innocent victims in these cases because we each have the same opportunities to gather due diligence. The victims are better described as ignorant victims. So was it humor or hazard that I chose to share this with you? In my opinion, the humor is that anybody could actually be fooled by such absurdities. The hazard is that such absurdities even exist. Hope you enjoyed the article. Share it if you like it, and leave me your comments. I'd love to hear from you. Even if you are one of those experts I bashed. Have a great day.